I was never really a girl, or a woman, or a human being to Raven Case, even though he did awful things for me. I was a symbol, an expiation, and when I insisted on becoming a person, he did the only thing he could do to keep on serving the symbol and not have to deal with a flesh-and-blood woman. That's kind of how I always thought it was. I signed. Many men admire Raven. He fears nothing concrete. He takes no crap from anyone. People who mess with him get hurt, and the hell with the consequences. But those are the only dimensions he has. They are the only dimensions he permits himself. How can I remain emotionally entangled with a man who will not allow himself emotions, however much he did for me in other ways? I appreciate him. I honor him. I may even revere him. But that's all anymore. He can't change that with some demonstration, like a boy hanging by his knees from a branch to impress a girl. I grinned because I had a gut feeling that's exactly what Raven had in mind. Poor sucker. There just wasn't nothing left for him to win. And he wasn't the kind to accept that, even if she told him to his face point blank. I wanted to sneak in one or two about Silent, too, but I didn't get a chance. The military headquarters got spotted and the wind whale dropped down and moved up to it, anchored itself in place by dropping tentacles to grab rocks and trees. Its presence overhead was disconcerting to those in the camp. I like that word. Disconcerting. I got it from Bowman's. Such a sly way to say they were having shit hemorrhages down there. There was a big hurrah, all kinds of whoop and holler and carrying on, when a bunch of plane critters ganged up on the scar-faced stone and threw it over the side, almost into the lap of the command staff down there. Them old boys were pretty shook. I wondered how much more excited they would get if they knew the white rose her own self was right over their heads. But they wasn't going to try nothing, no matter what they knew. Who'd want to duke it out with four pissed-off wind whales? Which is what they would get if they wasn't polite. Scarstone popped back up. He talked. Silent translated for darling. I didn't hear anything. The Torque boys had let me know I was supposed to stay back, so I stayed back. Darlin made a bunch of signs that I guess the stone could see somehow. It went away. After a while, it came back. After four rounds of that, it didn't go away anymore. But the wind whale stayed where it was. So I guessed a deal had been struck. I went to try to talk it over with Raven, but he was in about as foul a mood as I ever saw, and anyway, he had pegged me for some kind of traitor, so I gave it up and went off to shoot the shit with the Torques and the Talking Buzzard and a couple other plane creatures that wasn't too shy. Darlin' goes after something. She usually gets what she wants. This time she got it just before noon next day. A hurrah broke out downstairs. Darlin sent Scarstone to check it out. It came back.